This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, heard on the Liberty News Radio Network. Tonight is August the 6th, 2022. We first want to remember the men that were killed in the line of duty, including Petty Officer First Class Michael Strange, when that CH-46 helicopter was shot down. Anyways, well, how are we doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Enjoying the latter part of summer.
Nice. Nice. But as always, we want to welcome you. We are red hot and rolling. We want to say special shout out to Little Billy Keeper and the men and the alleged woman of the Yonadasas, New York Fire Department. Keep saving themselves, boys. Also, we want to remember the men and women in law enforcement who were murdered in a line of duty because nobody else will. We want to remember Sergeant Matthew Fishman of the Wayne County, North Carolina Sheriff's Office, and the watch August 2nd, 2022. His killer committed suicide. He should have done it before he killed Sergeant Fishman. Also, we want to remember Police Officer Noah Chanavez of the Elwood, Indiana Police Department, end of watch July 31st, 2022. And Officer Chanavez was buried today. His killer is alive and in custody. Anyways, last week we had a shortened show. Because yours truly could not find that roll of quarters for the payphone in Washington District of Columbia. But we were talking about Walter Yerkew's and his issue with the Winchester, Tennessee Police Department. Now, we love cops, we love good cops, and we don't like bad cops. So anyways, Walter had his civil rights violated because it was a contest of who had the biggest pair. And if you're dealing with Walter, you're always going to lose. Why don't you recap real quick what happened and then continue off with your situation?
Yeah, it all started with a tradition that some people think is the law. It's a funeral thing, very, very simple. Yahoo motorcycle cop wrote me a ticket because I didn't stop for the funeral going in the opposite direction. Now, I remember a lot of moving violations from back in my day, almost 40 years ago. And that is not a moving violation, going in the opposite direction. I mean, you can't cut in, you can't cut through, you can't turn in front of a funeral procession. We get that. But I'm going in the opposite direction on a 45-mile-an-hour road, and motorcycle cop just figured I was some dumbass and wrote me a ticket. So I went down to fight it. He admitted that he was mistaken. So, usually in my world, if you do something to somebody and then, oops, you messed up or you were mistaken, you get, an apology. Because if it was the other way around, a judge would want you to apologize for doing 90 in a 40. They'd want to see a little bit of remorse, but this cop, Yahoo, motorcycle cop, this cop rides his motorcycle all year round. And I know it doesn't get real cold down here or it's not cold for a long time, but even on the coldest day, this guy rides his bike because he's a motorcycle cop. you know, anyway, so it turns out that, you know, I want an apology. And the captain said he was going to handle it, but no apology. And then, you know, they made a joke out of it. So I wrote them all up. Chief told me that he wasn't going to force the cop to apologize. And I says, well, no, you know, I'd just like to talk to him, straighten it out. I don't need this nonsense hanging over, you know, my head. And he pulls me over again next time, or my son or a friend or, you know, whatever the case may be. And he's well known throughout the area. You ask anybody in their 30s, they'll say, yeah, they know him. And he was the one that wrote their first ticket. So, wow. You know, whether it's, hey, well, whether it's a stop sign.
Not to interrupt you real quick, but was this cop, did this cop have a reputation as a jackass?
I don't know, man.
Or just somebody that, or somebody just loves writing moving violations.
Well, yeah, that's and he doesn't care. You know, there's no middle ground with this character. So you know, anyway, so I went down to the station house for an apology. The captain come out, started screaming some ridiculousness at me, and I gave him a couple of good old-fashioned Brooklyn FUs. subsequently, they arrested me for disorderly conduct. You know, he's cursing. It's my First Amendment right to use whatever language, and, you know, I choose. Good, bad, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. I have that right. Police officer, especially a captain, supposed to hold the highest standard in the community and be the example. And he told me to do a couple of things that are anatomically impossible to do to oneself. Let me put it to you that way. So, you know, one thing led to another, and, you know, now I'm passing the baton, putting them on the air, exposing them. Now, just to get away from my story with these characters, anybody listening, I'd like you to go ahead and Google Winchester Police Department, Tennessee, drowning. About 2 years ago, two years ago, I think it was, maybe 3 years ago. I think it was two. They decided to pull over some, you know, a car, and the car took off. They had no idea who they were chasing. You know, the kid may have had a suspended license or, you know, whatever it was. The kid wasn't from the area. He knew the area because he lives just outside the town of Winchester. So he knows the area a little bit, but not entirely. So he pulled down a dead end street that he didn't know was a dead end. And it ended where there's a lake that goes around the back end of that road. Okay. It's a portion of Tim's Ford Lake. And we'll get back to Tim's Ford Lake in a minute.
Right. Anyways, we'll get back to Walter's story and expose the just unprofessionalism of the Winchester, Tennessee Police Department. Stay tuned, everybody. This is 75 Radio. Check us out, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take it away.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we are back, 7-5 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network, talking about Walter's interaction with the Winchester Police Department. Now, my friend and, well, landlord is retired from the Metropolitan Police Department here in D.C., and the stories he has just blow your mind. But like him, we want our law enforcement to know the law, know the criminal procedure law, know how when to do a traffic stop, when you have probable cause, when you don't have probable cause. Most of all, be professional. Walter, please continue about your incident with the Winchester Police Department.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna move away from my story and get to another one that concerns this police department also. A couple of years ago, they tried to pull over, turned out to be a young man in his 20s, not entirely familiar with all the streets, but familiar with the area. He raced away from them, which is not the smartest thing to do, you know, for anybody. You know, don't drive away. It was a short car chase, two, three cars involved of chasing this guy down, and he pulls up a dead end, and, you know, he's got nowhere to go. Police are coming up behind him, and he still wants to go. He gets out of his car, apparently, and jumps in the lake. It's Tim's Ford Lake. It's an extension of Tim's Ford Lake, like a canal. And he jumps in and starts moving across the water. Well, police pull up on the scene, and they hear him splashing. Now, this is on YouTube. You could see the whole thing on body cam from YouTube. So if people out there want to watch this, it's not for the faint of heart. Winchester Police Department, Tennessee, drowning. Plug that into your Google, and it'll pop up on YouTube. Well, these three or four cops, they show up on the scene, and the guy's out in the water, and you can hear him, you know, yelling and gurgling. Turns out that the water was deeper than he thought, and he can't swim. None of the officers went in to help him pull him out. As a matter of fact, they were yelling at him, saying, "You're the dumbass that jumped in there. Come on, get out. You know, come on, get out. You know, you're the dumbass." And one cop wanted to go in, and the other cop says, "No, don't go in. He's just going to pull you under." Well, then the guy stopped screaming. And in the background, you can see in the water, you can see him underneath the water. He drowned. They let him drown. So the family is suing, of course. The police officers were, you know, written up by a civilian complaint. And the chief of police went in front of the city council. And you won't believe what the chief said. "It's not our fault. We don't train our officers in rescues, in water rescues." How lame do you need to be to say something like that? That's their excuse. "He shouldn't have jumped in the water if he couldn't swim, and we don't train our officers in water rescues." So that's the Winchester Police Department of Tennessee, right here in Franklin County. That's the Winchester Police Department. They let a 20-odd-year-old kid drown because they thought that he's going to pull him under. Well, listen, anybody that goes through the New York City Police Department, the sub-basement is a built-in pool. And you got to swim before you become a cop. And you trained in water rescue. You train with PFDs. You train in water rescue. You know, you jump in the deep end. They train you to swim. They train you to pull people out of water. And over here, they said they're not trained in rescue. So what I'm guessing is that cop, you know, if his son fell in the, unfortunately, I wouldn't wish this on him, but would he let his son drown in the pool? Or would he jump in and rescue him?
Right.
So you can't tell me. And it was only like 5 feet, 8 feet off the shoreline. But it was 8 feet deep. And, well, this poor fella drowned. So that's all I have to say about them for this week. Because if I continue, it will take up the whole hour. And I don't want to take up the whole hour.
Right.
I just want people to be aware of what their rights are. And that's the point of this series. And I'll probably conclude it next week on what your civil rights are. And when they're violated, you can stand up and speak. That's what happened to me. I stood up, I spoke, and I got arrested for it. So we'll continue this next week.
And while you will have your day in court, but if you folks, if you check out Winchester Police drowning, it is right there. First thing that pops up under videos on Google. So, anyways, also, I mean, somebody should be charged for negligent homicide because nobody went. First of all, nobody went. Okay, fine, but you know, nobody called the fire department. Nobody threw a lifeline. Nobody threw anything, a branch or something. But
nothing.
Right, but, you know, hopefully when we expose, you know, just the incompetence and negligence of the Winchester Police Department, something would be done. Obviously something needs to be done, but hopefully something would be done. And once again, folks, we are not bashing the entire law enforcement community by any means. All right, but, you know, there's cops out there who don't know what the job is. They don't know what the law is. Their law instructors in the academy was horrendous, and you know they need to be held accountable because you know nobody loves the Constitution and the civil rights than us. But you know don't be just because you have a badge on your chest and you know how to put rounds on a paper target doesn't mean you get to tramp on people's rights. But anyways, I digress. But let's get back to this. Pile of crap we call life. Well, WNBA superstar Brittany Griner, who makes about $250,000 a year, was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison because she had marijuana residue in a container of some sort. Personally, I believe she was sentenced so harshly because our involvement in the Ukraine-Russia conflict, which I theorize, you theorize correct, well, probably correctly, that it's probably a money laundering scheme. But Ms. Griner should have known better because going overseas, going to another country, it's not the United States, it's not the 51st state. You're going to a foreign country where rules are different. She shouldn't have known that because it wasn't her first time overseas. I really don't feel sorry for her because she tried to be slick and smuggle the contents in some package or hoping customs won't see it. Also, she's one of these yahoos who knelt for the national anthem and supports Black Lives Matter and everybody lives matter except white people and cops. And but I predict that she will be released early, not before her 9 years up, when we exchange her for a Russian citizen who is probably either a super spy, an arms smuggler, smuggled nuclear material, smuggled uranium, or some other really, really despicable piece of work for this person. I guess she's a lady because, I mean, I just She plays in the WNBA, so she, you know, she might have ovaries. So we're going to trade her for somebody, not even get a first-round draft pick. What say you about this situation before we go to our next break?
Yeah, same thing as usual. You know, when you want to dance, you got to pay the band. So it's time for her to pay up. You know, she thinks that, you know, she's been in there for 6 months, that's, you know, time enough. But it might be in this country if she got arrested in this country where it's illegal. But in Russia, you know, come on, please. You know, we've been at odds with Russia on and off for 200 years. So she decides that she thinks she's above it, and she says that she didn't know she packed it. Then, you know, the lame excuses, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know, not too many people read the penal law, just because they never read that you're not supposed to rob a bank doesn't mean you can because you're ignorant of the law. You know, that's no excuse. You know, I suspect that, you know, she's been to Russia before, you know, to play basketball. And I suspect that she's, you know, smuggled that into the country a number of times. You know, that means she got on a plane in the United States with it, you know, which in itself is illegal. So, you know, she's just stupid. Now she wants us to get her out. And I don't believe in it.
Right. I bet she, when she comes home, she'll probably kneel for the national anthem again. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about a disease for a certain type of people and what else is going on with that crazy place. Stay tuned, everybody.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. By an overwhelming 86-11 vote, the Senate Tuesday night gave final passage to a bill that ramps up health care and disability benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits and other toxins. The PACT Act of 2022 passed Tuesday night. Pat Toomey, who led the Republicans installing the measure, warned that it included what he calls a trick that would permit indiscriminate spending. And a school in Utah has removed books from the shelves.
Utah's largest public school district is defending its decision to remove 52 books that some parents view as pornographic. The Alpine School District has roughly 84,000 students. The district decided to pull the books by 41 authors from its library shelves after an internal audit flagged them as sensitive material without literary merit. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Tony Marusso for USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175. 8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one get one extravaganza, going on right now at mypillow.com.
A kidnapped girl's escape in Alabama has led to the discovery of two decomposing bodies and the arrest of a man now facing murder and kidnapping charges. Police got a call Monday morning from a driver about a 12-year-old girl walking alone along County Road 34 in Dadeville, Tallapoosa County. Sheriff Jimmy Abbott said Tuesday at a news conference the girl had been restrained to bedposts for about a week, according to the criminal complaint. Jose Paulino Pascal Reyes, 37, was arrested Monday about 25 miles away in Auburn on suspicion of first-degree kidnapping by U.S. Marshals and police, the sheriff said, adding other agencies are also on this case. U.S. job openings fell by the most in just over 2 years in June as demand for workers eased in the retail and wholesale trade industries, But overall, the labor market remains tight, allowing the Federal Reserve to continue raising interest rates. At least 4.2 million workers voluntarily quit their jobs in June and layoffs declined. This is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back on 7-5 Radio, syndicated by the wonderful people at the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out at 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Anyways, Walt, as you know, this government can't do anything right except stomp on the rights of normal, law-abiding, patriotic citizens. Anyways, I want to talk something about this new healthcare crisis called monkeypox. Supposedly, monkeypox is a disease that came from a monkey, obviously, and has affected humans, and primarily gay men. And now, instead of worrying about making sure people get vaccinated, people prevent other people from getting this disease and controlling it, people talk about stigma. The stigma that is called monkeypox, the stigma that primarily gay men are getting this disease by engaging in risky behavior. The Washington Post published an article reading, "As monkeypox strikes gay men, officials debate warnings to limit partners," because the Centers for Disease Control, whose job is to do exactly what the name of the agency is, control diseases, they came up with a seven-step process or seven suggestions to keep yourself safe from monkeypox. And one of them is avoid close skin-to-skin contact with people who have a rash that looks like monkeypox. And the six other items have nothing to do with engaging in risky behavior that homosexual men engage in. Nothing on avoiding random gay sex partners or having unprotected gay sex or just abstaining from gay sex. If you don't engage in something that you get a disease, you're not going to get a disease. Just like Rush Limbaugh used to say, abstinence works every time it's tried. Anyways, the CDC and other health officials are not doing anyone any favors by not telling the general public to avoid risky behaviors. Again, it's the Centers for Disease Control's job to control the spread of diseases. Anyways, not telling people how to control it is not doing anybody anything good. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., the district government has requested 100,000 doses of monkeypox vaccine despite a population of only 600,000. So allegedly the gay, there's 10% of all people are gay, or the 10% of the population is gay, so that'd be 6,000 people. But in D.C. they want 100,000 doses of this vaccine. I guess it's for the people that come in to visit and engage in certain activities. So anyways, and then in New York, they're worried about vaccine equity because supposedly people of color, gay men of African and Hispanic descent are unable to get this vaccine, whatever the hell that means. Because again, you know, we got to talk about racism. We got to talk about, black people can't get ahead, or black people can't get this, that, and other thing because of whatever reason. But it's crazy. You got a disease affecting gay men, and then to worry about black gay men and Hispanic gay men not being able to get the vaccine. So, anyways, Walt, what say you about this monkeypox business?
Listen, if it's not one thing, it's another. You know, what's our human race coming to? Is it, you know, half is going to get vaccinated and the other half isn't? You know, like in COVID. Are they going to make it seem so extreme that, this is going to be a big issue, you know, right before the election, you know, just like 2 years ago they had the COVID. Yeah, it's just a state of mind on what these diseases are and how they originate. You mentioned the CDC. Is it the CDC? Center
yep.
for Disease Control. You see pictures of people like, you know, lumps on their face, you know, like blisters and that kind of thing. So, you know, don't know much about it. Mr. Biden had COVID, then he had COVID again, and today he tested negative. Now, when I had COVID in February, I couldn't function. And when my bout with COVID was over, my doctor told me, you know, don't get a COVID test for at least 3 months because, you know, you'll have a negative positive. And I didn't. I finally got my test in, I think it was last month in July, that I was negative with COVID. But, you know, how does the president get negative for COVID when he just had it last week? Back to the monkeypox thing, same thing here. What do? Do you make up a vaccine? Are they making up another vaccine? Is Pfizer coming up with another vaccine now on top of the COVID vaccines and booster shots and booster for the boosters? You know, it's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. You know, if Rodney Dangerfield was alive today, he'd, you know, how ridiculous it is, he would tell you. Just don't understand why right before the election, you know, they killed some guy that's probably been already dead for 2 years in Al-Qaeda. And now it's monkeypox thing. And now Dr. Fauci is coming out of the woodwork now talking about COVID and expect another wave. You know, and this is all 2 months before the election, 3 months before an election. So midterms, it's just a big spit show. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, it's all smoke and mirrors, and people actually believe it. You know, they're like paying, you know, $5 a gallon for gas. You know, truckers are paying close to $5.50 a gallon, $6 a gallon for diesel. You know, it's just horrible. And now, of course, gas prices are dropping from the highest they've ever been, but they're still, you know, $2.50 a gallon more than it was 3 years ago. You know, people, well, gas went down 55 cents. I'm only paying $3.49. Well, good for you. You know, 3 years ago at this time, I was paying $1.14, you know? So it's just, you know, people are just get sucked up into these things. COVID was real. I believed in it, but I didn't want no shot. And I got it, survived it, still no shot. Now I got to worry about monkeypox. Believe me, I ain't going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it.
Right, because Walter, you don't engage in the behavior that easily transmit monkeypox. But, you know, since we can't say, oh, it's gay men that's getting the monkeypox for doing a very risky behavior, now we got to spread it to everybody. Everybody's got to suffer now. Pretty soon, like you said before, we're going to get monkeypox vaccine made by Pfizer. And then Anthony Fauci, you know, here's the time for him to not shine again. Why this guy is not fired and put on charges for just, again, negligence is beyond me. But, again, this town worships the guy. And so now everybody's got to suffer through. Now we got to worry about the next wave of COVID and the new wave of monkeypox. And you can't mention the fact that, it's gay guys doing things they shouldn't be doing. And you know what? I really don't feel sorry for them. 25, 30 years ago, I was working for a electrical distributor company. We had a guy who was gay. He enjoyed the lifestyle, and he made Paul Lynn look like one of us. So he would tell me, he's picking up some product, delivering to clients. He would tell me in graphic detail some of the things he would do. And I said, his name is Johnny. I said, Johnny. I said, you know, I don't care what you do in private, but for God's sakes, this thing's out there that's going to kill you. He did not care. And that's the way it is still today. We got, there's a place called, I can't remember. It's on 14th Street, Northwest DC. It's called, I'll remember after the show. It's a bathhouse. It's a gay man's bathhouse. And I don't even want to think what goes on in a gay man's bathhouse. But there's one, at least one of them still open, and you got all this stuff going around, and people have been dying for 40 years for engaging in risky behavior. But we can't, you know, we can't call people on doing risky behavior anymore. Now we got to call people on because the Patriots, or they tell the truth, and you know, and it's, you know, there's no end up in sight. That's why it's very important for people to go out and vote. And vote for the right people. Unfortunately, we're at the point now the lesser of two evils. Like in Texas, if you lived in Dan Crenshaw's district, you can vote for Dan Crenshaw or the Democrat. Anyways, we come up, we'll wrap this up with a nice bow. All right, stay tuned, everybody. 75radio.org. The number 75radio.org. Take it away.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
Thank you, James Edwards. Anyways, again, this is the fastest show in radio, or the fastest hour in radio. But anyways, we're talking about this country going to hell. You got monkeypox. We can't say who's getting it, why they're getting it. People looking up to Brittany Griner to be a hero, but I mean, we've been doing this for a couple years now, saying this country's going to hell, and it's still going to hell, and we haven't done nothing about it. I mean, you have people going around calling themselves pronouns, and it's not the right ones either. You know, it's not he, they're her, but they call themselves he, him, them, us, cake. You got cake pronouns, canine, feline, cisgender, fluid gender. What the hell does that mean? Guys calling themselves girls, girls calling themselves guys. You got, you know, girls with prostates. But you know what? That's fine. That's your right. But we don't point and laugh at it. And we used to laugh at people like Rachel Dolezal and Sean King, aka Talcum X. Speaking of Talcum X, it turns out he spent $40,000 on a guard dog. He lives out in his nice house out in the burbs in New Jersey, and he spent $40,000 on a guard dog. And he said, well, you know, I can't have a gun in, you know, where I live, so I need a $40,000 guard dog, whatever. But anyways, you know, people, but these freaks are being put on a pedestal. Just look at Richard Levine, who stuck seniors in a nursing home while pulling his mother out of a nursing home. Then he becomes the head of the U.S. Public Health Service, which is a paramilitary organization, as the rank of admiral. Now, granted, whoever gets promoted to that position does hold that rank of admiral, but just it's a dude dressed up as a chick. And anyways, there's generations of ring knockers who are cadets from the U.S. Naval Academy who would die to become an admiral. But we put this dude who killed thousands of elderly Americans in Pennsylvania, yeah, we got him running the public health service. And he's like a Nazi's dream come true, because here you got this freak of a person killing thousands of people, you know, the people that nobody wants anymore, and he's Jewish. And as he's killing old people, he wants young people to take hormone blockers, puberty blockers, and change their genders from one to the other. Meanwhile, these same children can't decide what they want for dinner or what they want to be when they grow up. So anyways, you know, that's how you affect people, but that bad decision making and bad ideas. And then you have transgendered MMA fighters beating the hell out of women. Andy Kaufman was actually 45 years ahead of his time. And then you have so-called transgender swimmers, where they put on a swimsuit, it looked like a banana and a tangerine and cellophane, and nobody says anything. Then in Loudoun County, Virginia, my neck of the woods, you got transgender students sexually assaulting other students. So instead of putting this kid in jail, they just cover it up and move it to a different school. And then the father goes to school board meeting to raise holy hell. He gets arrested for disorderly conduct, and he gets blocked by the media. If I was that father, I'd have two legal defense funds. One to sue the hell out of the school, and one for my legal defense fund, what I do with that kid, but I'm not going to say on FCC licensed radio. Nationally, we got this election where this senile fool sitting in his basement gets elected, and you got people like Mike Lindell and Dinesh D'Souza saying, hey, this election was rigged. Here's the proof. And they get ignored. They get mocked. I mean, so-called conservative media, Fox and Newsmax, refuse to have these gentlemen on, refuse to air their specials or ask, you know, what's he saying on Foxtrot? Now, if Lindell and D'Souza were wrong, or they should be mocked. It's like, these guys are wrong, and here's why. But no, we just keep it quiet. And then you have January 6th, where it's just nothing but a witch hunt on Donald Trump. Meanwhile, there is no mention of one Ray Epps. And the Patriots look at Rep Epps when he says, we need to storm the Capitol. It's like they're screaming out Fed. And the FBI has no record of him, no mention of him, does not want to mention him in public. Meanwhile, our cities have become absolute war zones. Every major city's just turned into a little Mogadishu. We handcuffed the police, and like the politicians just crap all over them. Earlier this week up in the Bronx, police were arresting an individual for whatever crime. And as they're arresting the individual, numerous officers were on the scene trying to get this guy in custody, and people started throwing bottles and rocks and other stuff at them. Walter, I know this is something you had to deal with back in the day, but, you know, nothing's been done. Nobody's saying, hey, you know, go in that neighborhood and just throw everybody in jail. You got Eric Adams, who's too busy worrying about the right amount of colored people working for him, that he actually wants photographs of applications of people wanting to work at City Hall. Imagine if Rudy Giuliani said, hey, want more white people, make sure they bring photos. All hell would break loose, and they'd probably impeach Giuliani, which they should, because you can't say, I want more blacks, whites, Hispanics, gays, trannies, whatever. You can't have, you know, just, you know, whatever happened to qualifications, but I forgot, you know, this is the era of equity. You know, white men not need apply. So anyways, you got the FBI doing dirty stuff with Ray Epps and whatever else. God bless Ted Cruz and John Kennedy in the Senate. They had a hearing with the FBI Director Ray
who just kept mumbling and stumbling and fumbling and trying to cover up and for people doing stuff they shouldn't be doing. So you got all this, all hell breaking loose. The FBI is too busy sending their hostage rescue teams to the homes of Roger Stone and Rudy Giuliani, both of them over the age of 70. And also all the members of Project Veritas for the crime of misplaced property. As this is going on, gas is still unaffordable. Food is unaffordable. Baby formula is missing. People are keeping the cars longer because they can't get chips from China. And so as they can't get chips from China for get the cars moving, cars are getting more and more expensive. And we can't afford to put gasoline in these older cars, and older cars burn more gas. That's the fact. And then our transportation secretary says, well, I'll tell you what, if you're worried about the price of gas, go buy an electric car. Well, I'm nuts. We don't have money for a new gasoline-powered car, and we sure as hell don't have money for an electric car. And now the government wants to hire 80,000 more IRS agents, not 80,000 accountants, not 80,000 attorneys, 80,000 more people to go after middle-class people to get more of your money, because you might fudge the numbers a little bit. Not that I know anything about that. Well, what say you about the current state of this once fine nation?
You know, it doesn't take long to get fat and out of shape. It takes a lot longer to get it back, to get back into shape and lose all that fat. And I'm talking about the fat that we have in the White House, the speaker, the so-called VP cackling chameleon. Trump was doing a pretty good job of draining the swamp. And what happened was the swamp got thicker as he started to drain it, and they pulled together and they all joined forces and they did what they did. You know, I mean, they impeached the guy twice over a phone call to Russia, and with evidence on the table that Biden was in Russia and said, you're not going to get that money unless you fire this district attorney who's trying to get my son. So, you know, the collusion was with the Bidens, not with the Trumps. So we get rid of some of the dead wood in this November, hopefully, and we'll move on. But it's going to take a long time. I mean, we'd still be in bad shape even if Mr. Trump was still in the White House, because it was so screwed up the previous 8 years that before Mr. Trump got in the White House. So, you know, we've got a long way to go, and I hope in my lifetime I freaking see it. You know, I'm preparing my son for the bad that's about to continue, if it continues. God forbid this 82-year-old man gets elected in 2024 again. Holy cow. I mean, how lame can we be? You know, Kennedy was, what, 45 when he got elected? And who was it? Clinton was, what, in his 40s when he got elected? You know, why are we... I don't know. Even Donald Trump would be too old to be in the White House. But we need somebody with good, strong blood to fix this mess that we're in. You know, if I was the guy to run for president, I'd sure as hell have Mr. Trump in my cabinet somewhere. You know, you need people. You know, you need people that have brains, not people that just want to say, well, I'm a first assistant to the president. I mean, look at the idiot that he's got for press secretary. Our economy is the strongest it's ever been in history. Are you stupid, lady? I mean, this is the fact that we have to cut away to reveal the stake again. And it's just horrible. They're building onto the wall. And Peter Ducey said to her, well, you know, you said the wall was racist, and now you're building, this White House is building on the wall. But we're not going to complete it. You know, they're just building the wall in the tough places. But you said it was a racist wall. You know, so, you know, we got these idiots that just don't know what in the hell they're doing or what the hell to say. So they blow air up your behind and hope that you're satisfied. So we got to get rid of some of that dead wood that's out there.
Right. Exactly. And, of course, the Washington Press Corps, with the exception of Ducey, just buys a hook, line, and sinkers. Oh, okay, because they're all part of the same team. You know, it's a fourth branch of government. You know, we had 4 years of media just killing Trump. Now we got 4 years of kissing Biden's ass. But anyways, we made it through another week for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Stan reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.